B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's 7:15. Good morning. It's May 4th. You know what that means.
What's that mean?
Right? May the 4th.
Oh, be with you.
You're going to see that everywhere you look today. Brian even brought his lightsaber in.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, of all the days, Bob.
It's a pretty saber, too. That thing is pretty good. I'll take a picture of it.
Okay.
Put something up on the social media for
you.
Yeah,
we should do that. Hey, you guys want to... I saw this survey, and I thought this would be a fun quiz, because I think you will not know the answer to it.
Okay.
And here you are, a woman between the age of 40 and 60. Are you not?
I am.
Okay. So, this is a survey they asked you. So, I'm going to ask listeners to see if they can guess the answer to this survey. But I think you'll be surprised.
Okay.
We'll all be surprised.
Okay.
Okay. They asked women between the ages of 40 and 60, and they found out that 24% of their waking time and hours is thinking about blank. Okay? So 24% of women, that's 1 in 4, between the ages of 40 and 60, spend their waking hours thinking about this. Okay? 888-410-1057. What do you think it is women between 40 and 60 spend their day thinking about? All right?
I have some ideas.
You have some ideas?
I think about.
Okay. All right. Let's see what folks think. 888-410-1057. And I'm not sure. I think you're going to be surprised by the answer.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Let's give it a go. 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 7:24. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Thought we'd have a little fun today with a survey that I came across.
Yes.
Okay. And the survey was this. They asked women between the ages of 40 and 60, what do they find themselves thinking about the most during their waking hours? 24% all said this was the answer. So I want you to write your answer down. LBF,
okay.
And we'll get to it. We'll take some calls first. All right. Good morning. What do you think women between 40 and 60 spend their day thinking about?
Hey, good morning. I have it. I know what it is.
You do, huh? 100%. What is it?
Menopause.
That's not it.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Not menopause.
Really? Okay.
Very confident, too.
Yeah.
All right. ROR, what do you think it is?
Food.
Food. LBF, would you think it's food? You agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
I think about food a lot.
It is not food.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's not food.
But come on, what to eat? What to buy? What to cook? What to dessert?
Yeah. Yes, but that's not the answer. Okay, try again.
Okay, thank
you. ROR, good morning. What do you think 24% of women between 40 and 60 think about all day?
Retirement.
Oh, that makes sense.
That'd be a good one, right? But that's not it.
That's not it?
That's
not
what
it.
I'm thinking about.
I don't know.
Sorry. Okay, bye-bye. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Brenda,
what do you think it is?
Has to be figuring out what meals are.
Meals, food preparation, right? That's not it.
Food preparation, that's meal.
No.
It's not?
No.
Wow.
I guess not.
All right. You stay tuned.
Okay.
We'll get the answer.
Okay.
Bye. ROR, what do you think the answer is?
Killing the husband.
Oh, killing. Killing their husband is not it.
Oh, my God.
Not it.
It's got to be higher than that, right?
that's a whopping 50, I'm sure. How do I kill him and get away with it? Nice try. All right, I'll take that one. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amy.
Amy, what do you think it is?
Their children.
Oh, see, now that's LBF, you'd think that's a good answer, right?
Yeah, I think that is a great answer.
It's not the answer.
That's not the answer.
It is not the answer.
Okay.
All right, Amy.
Wow, what kind of monsters are we talking about here?
Okay, stay tuned. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Debbie.
Debbie, what do you think it is that 24% of women 40 to 60 think about throughout the entire day?
I think we think about money.
Money.
How to pay the bills.
Show me the money. LBF, you think that's it?
Could be. I think about money.
It's not money.
It's not money.
It's not money.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, Greg, what do you think it is?
If we're talking about LB, I'd say bologna sandwiches and meatball subs.
You are 100% correct if it was me.
That's, but problem is, they didn't ask
her. I've been listening to you for a long time.
You know, typical long women.
Yeah. They didn't ask her. So, okay. Bye, Greg.
Thanks, all Greg. Right,
Amy, what do you think it is?
I think it might be vacation.
Vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
It's not vacation.
That's not vacation.
It's not vacation.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
What else is there to think about?
What do you have me online for?
We have so many calls,
good
Amy.
Answer.
Okay. Bye.
That's true. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry. We should have, there's a lot of calls. Okay, we don't have the answer yet. 888-410-1057. Show me your answer. What do you think? All right, go ahead. Write down. All right, we'll go with Shay. Hi, Shay. What do you think it is?
Finding their soulmate.
Finding their soulmate. Is that what you wrote down, LBF?
Kinda.
No. All right, bye. Michelle, what do you think it is?
I think it's divorce.
Oh, LBF, is that what you wrote down?
No, it's not what I wrote down.
Okay. All right. Let's
go. Dodge the bullet there, Dave.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Joy. Hi, Joy. What do you think the answer is?
Well, I think it's sex.
Joy thinks it's the joy of sex.
Oh, look at what you just did, Bob.
Joy.
Yeah.
It is.
It's sex?
That's the answer.
That's completely untrue. I mean, that was my guess because food was off the table.
You guessed it.
I guess sex was on it.
We don't want food off the table now.
Joy. Hey, Joy. Great name, by the way. Joy knew it was sex. Now, Joy.
I like the joy of cooking.
Yes.
You didn't seem surprised by the answer at all.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
No.
Well,
let's pull that thread. Do you find yourself thinking about sex most of the day?
Quite a lot, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have a gorgeous man in my life. Why wouldn't I?
All right. So, Joy, the other question is, are you between the ages of 40 and 60, like the survey?
Yes, I am.
Well. Where'd you stick it? Right in the middle?
I mean,
50.
What?
I mean, you're like, are you?
What the answer?
What the heck?
Well, I mean, somewhere between 40 and 50.
To you.
What,
sir?
What, an instruction manual?
No, I'm just saying, Joy could be anywhere between 40 and 60. Like, where is she in the middle?
You don't have to tell
us. Really want to know?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be 57 this May.
She's upper end, then, of the survey.
Stuck in the upper end.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
God.
Joy.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
I hope you keep listening. Even though Bob...
No, I just was wondering where in the range.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you and your wondering get everyone in trouble.
All right, Joy. Joy, thank you for listening and participating in our radio survey. Yes, that was the answer. You got it.
Well, I knew it.
And you're not surprised at all. And here she's a proper...
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
here she's a
not.
Proper Londoner. Spending her day...
I'm not a proper Londoner.
No, she's not from London.
Where are you?
No, I'm from Cambridge, England.
Yeah.
Bob.
All right, even
all the Cambridge girls think about sex all day. London girls, they're like money.
Joy, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for
Joy.
Listening.
Sorry.
Thank you.
We needed somebody to.
That's interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. That was a survey. A lot of people are doubting, but that's it.
Sex.
Yep. Numero uno answer.
Like all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we got to move on. We got to do a morning court is coming up.
Oh,
yeah, we have a young girl, Taylor, on the line. She's been dating a guy for 6 months. His family, she likes him a lot, but his family has a very peculiar habit that rubs her the wrong way.
Oh, really?
Okay. Stay tuned for that. Morning court brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. It's going to be 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:39. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's Heart and Alone. In case you missed it, about an hour ago or so, we had a little quiz, a little pop quiz about a survey that came out. And you did not believe the survey, did you, LBF? Okay.
No, I did not.
You didn't believe it. So here is what the poll asked women between the ages of 40 and 60. Okay? What they think about throughout the day. And 24% of women between 40 and 60 said they spend their waking hours thinking about...
Do you want me to say?
Sure. Well, you want to just take a call?
Yeah.
All right. We'll go to the phone. So I know you didn't like the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you say?
Good morning. Did you get your answer yet?
Yeah, Deborah. Sorry you missed it. What do you think it was?
I think it might be their health.
Well... You know,
yeah, sort
be.
Of.
People think it's a healthy thing to think about and,
yes.
and do. LBF, tell yeah. Deborah the answer.
The answer is sex, and I can't even believe it.
Yep.
I didn't want to say it. I thought it, but I didn't want to say it.
Well, that's the answer. As it turns out,
well.
Women between 40 and 60 spend the majority of their day thinking about sex.
Just not with their husbands.
Are they thinking about how to do it or how to avoid it?
We didn't
no,
look at
that. That's fantastic.
You didn't
pull that thread, Bobby.
I'm not going to touch it.
I told him I had a headache yesterday.
Yeah. It's coming today.
Deborah. Not the answer we were looking
day.
For.
That's funny.
Bye, Deborah.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Okay. So that's it. And you disagree.
I do.
You choose to disagree. Women between 40 and 60 spend 24% of their waking hours thinking about sex.
I just think that there's so much more to think about.
Oh, sure.
I mean, there's
it
like...
still leaves you 76% of your day.
No. Is it 24% stuff? Of women think about this? Or do they think about it 24%
of the day? No, I'm sorry. No, 24%
of
women.
Yeah, I guess that's a lot, you know.
Yep. It's...
I just think about food all the time.
They spend their waking hours.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you got Bill on the phone?
Bill. Okay.
Hey, what's up?
But you guys are great too. By the way, I really do love your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Wow. That made our day.
Yeah, it did.
That has nothing to do with the previous survey there. I know, Bob, you were getting a little...
What? No.
I know. Hey. He was all excited that the ladies think about the, you know.
They were great comments. Was he not aware of that?
I did not know this. I did not know this.
Yes, he's got a new lease on life now.
Why don't you go home and ask your wife?
What are you thinking about now?
What are you thinking about right now?
What are you thinking about now? Right now.
How about now?
You
guys are
characters. I can't wait to
go. All right, thanks, Tyler.
Talk to you later.
You got your own show.
Right,
there you go.
Thank you.
What do you think about now, hon?
Yeah, you literally have
I hope Dave heard this break.
Oh, yeah, why?
You're going to
be asking me what I'm thinking about?
Yeah,
I'll be like,
bologna
sandwiches. What are you thinking about?
Damn bologna sandwiches. Okay. Anyway, that's what the survey says. There you have it. Next time your wife is looking out the window, gentlemen, you know what she's thinking about.
She's not thinking about it.
Not with you, anyway. Oh, good Lord. It's 8:43. Brian, thinking about traffic right about now?
As a matter of fact, I am.
All right, let's hear it.
Brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture. Maybe you need a new bedroom set.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Hey. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. May 4th. What do you say about that?
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
And also with you.
Thanks,
so it's a big day for Star Wars geeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, God.
Yeah, actually, a new trailer just dropped for the new Obi-Wan.
Oh, is that right?
That's going to be on Disney Plus, which, of course, happens between Revenge of the Sith and the original Star Wars.
Of course.
Okay.
Explores what happens with
Obi-Wan.
Well,
here's some facts. I'm not sure if you know these Star Wars facts or not, Brian.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi was originally supposed to survive his lightsaber battle with Darth Vader in A New Hope.
Yeah.
Apparently he doesn't.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert.
Well, if you're a geek,
it's been out for a while.
Yeah. Harrison Ford's casting as Han Solo was accidental. He was only around to help feed lines to actors that were auditioning, which included a young Kurt Russell. George liked Harrison's delivery the best and gave him the role.
Well.
Yeah. In the early drafts of the screenplay, Yoda's name was Buffy.
Buffy?
Yep. Then it became Minch Yoda.
Mint Yoda?
Minch.
Minch. Mint Yoda would be great ice cream. It's the right color.
I know. It's a mint Yoda. It's green, right?
Yeah.
And it just became Yoda. Benicio del Toro was supposed to play Darth Maul. He dropped out after most of the lines were cut, but he was in The Last Jedi instead. Yeah. Peter Mayhew, you know who he is, Brian? That's right. Chewbacca. Got the role primarily because he was 7'3".
Yeah, that'll do it.
You're hired. Pretty good, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fur.
Okay. Those are some fun...
I was just leaving it to the resident.
Yeah, to Chewbacca over there.
He just watched a trailer.
He brought his lightsaber
and he,
he's literally wearing a lightsaber on his host.
Because this explores what happened after Anakin became Darth Vader. Jesus. And, you know,
eyes are rolling back.
Ben Kenobi went to keep an eye out on Luke. And
oh, God.
It's great.
Her eyes have just rolled. You know those dolls you lay down on a bed and their eyes close?
Yeah.
That just happens.
Exactly. That happens a lot, Bob.
Let me tell you some more about it.
Okay. Anyway, may the 4th be with you. And with you.
And with you.
Yeah. That's Brian's lightsaber he brought into work today.
Yeah.
Put that away, Brian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.